This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle, I just want to let you know that you're setting another record. I'm looking at the ranking of podcasts. And number 11 nationally right now. Number 11 nationally. That's impressive.
Well, Vince, I hope. You know, people are slowly waking up, I hope. And what we've seen so far, folks, is just the shadow of what's coming. If you know anything about tactics of any kind, you know that if you're going to try to take a country, you want to use the frog in the boiling pot of water scenario. And we are getting used to this. We've been getting used to immigrants coming across the border. We're getting used to being invaded. But now, all of a sudden, because of quote-unquote Title 42, we're going to get a flood of them. I read the other day, Vince, that there are processing centers in Panama. They're not even having to come to the border. I can't even fathom the United States government doing this. But I just wanted to make one other point, Vince, and this is what we really need. The people in the country had better wake up to in a real quick hurry. If the CIA assassinated your president 60-some-odd years ago, and they have been working to infiltrate the news ever since and gain more and more control over everything, where do you think they're at now? And for what purpose? I don't even understand this myself, the people that are in it. For what purpose would you tear down the only nation that is a bastion of freedom, or used to be a bastion of freedom in the entire world, unless you are going to try to conquer the entire world? So this is not just an American problem. This is a global problem. And folks, the thing that I want you to understand is your money is evaporating. It's evaporating. If you've got $100,000 in the bank or $200,000 in the bank, and all of a sudden inflation gets to the point where you're having to spend $10,000 for a gallon of milk because the value of your dollar has been gone, like they were in Venezuela, or a wheelbarrow full of the paper money to buy a loaf of bread, how far is that going to go? So while you have some small amount of value, you should be buying at least 2 or 3 years worth of food, a place to be able to grow as big a garden as you possibly can. And I say you're going to need probably 1 acre per person of garden area just to be able to feed yourself. And you better get a way to protect it. This is going to become so serious, so fast. And when it drops around our head, it's going to be another 9/11 event. That's what it's going to happen. You wait and see what I tell you. They've let us go now for 20-some-odd years, 22 years. But people, because they want to believe in the status quo so bad, are still spending their money on stupid stuff that will not be able to be sustained. I will give you an example, Vince, that just blew my mind. I know a guy right now who just bought a brand new Chevy diesel pickup, crew cab, long box, Duramax diesel. And because he looks like he's quite affluent, I figured, you know, he paid for it cash, you know. But no, that's not true. We have a mutual friend, and the mutual friend said, no, he told me that he paid $82,000 for that truck, and he's got it on 60-month payments, and with the interest rate, his payment is $2,000 a month for 60 months. I can't even fathom that, Vince. Just to look like you're affluent. Your comments, Vince, because to me, when I heard that, I was speechless.
The numbers are extraordinary. And, Class, I want you to know that I have purged all those who voted for the other regime from USA Prepares. So people who have told me in the past that they have voted for the other team, the one that's destroying America, I don't talk to them, and they are no longer on the air with us. Now, this is nothing new, and I mentioned that if people supported the current regime, I won't talk to them, I won't help them, I want nothing to do with them. It's absolutely true. Okay, so, as a matter of fact, I know someone who wanted some advice about a car. And I gave this person advice. I said, whatever you do, don't buy a new or even recent model car. Don't do it because they're all junk. Every single one of them is junk. And if you call and say, hey, can you help me? I got a problem. I'm going to say no because I don't work on those new ones. They're impossible to work on. Too many sensors. And you have to many times have the factory computer to diagnose them. Okay. So person did it anyway. And, you know, I don't do that anymore. I don't, you know, when people ask for my advice and they go and do the dumbest thing, do the opposite of what I advise them, there's no reason for me to continue trying to help them. So I don't. I cut them off. That's it. I don't need to waste my time. That's one comment on about what you said. So you're talking about $82,000 for a Chevy long bed diesel truck. Makes absolutely no sense because for a lot of reasons. One is you're going to have to go to the dealer to get the diagnostics done. And what we're seeing is that the new vehicles, I don't know, Kyle, have you ever tried to climb into one of those engine compartments to try to work on one? You have to have a step stool to climb in to work on them. They're awful. They are designed as a mechanic's worst nightmare. Literally, they're impossible to work on. You can't reach anything without getting on a stool. You can't check the oil without getting on a stool. And they're aggressive, and they're not aerodynamic, and there's no reason to take up that much of the world's resources to have these big, pushed-out, puffy Chevrolet, General Motors, GMCs, Fords, and Rams. There's no reason for it. An average size, full size Chevrolet, Ford, or Dodge pickup truck, the size from the 80s, 90s, that's plenty big. Any comments about that, Kyle?
I totally agree, Vince. I lifted up the hood on one of these new trucks just recently, and I had to go take an Advil because it hurt my back just looking at it.
Well, you know, Class, some of the Fords have aluminum boxes and aluminum bodies, and they can easily be pierced. You know, if you drop a toolbox in the corner of a toolbox hits, a heavy toolbox hits a bed of a Ford pickup truck, it can pierce the bed. This is nuts. And it's all in the name of more miles per gallon. Kyle is... I believe we're going toward anarchy. There's no question in my mind. And here's something that I know for a fact. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated November 22nd, 1963. I was in school. I was in elementary school. It was a shock to everyone. The teachers were crying, and it was a very, very sad day. In his honor, people drove for the first time in the United States with their headlights on in the daytime. Now, these were the days when you actually had to turn your headlights on, pull a switch, flip a switch to turn the headlights on. You actually had to remember to do that because they didn't come on by themselves during the day or at night. People drove with their headlights on. I remember this. And I also remember one thing in the news. As I saw it, everybody was glued to television news for weeks when that happened. And the news said that whoever was involved will not be, the information will not be released of who was involved in the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President of the United States. The records will be sealed for 75 years. That's what they said on the news. 75 years. And I was thinking, I don't know, am I going to be alive in 75 years? And why are they sealing it? Why don't they just tell us? Why don't they tell us who done it? Right? The reason is that it'll be a couple generations that will have passed before that information comes out, and those generations won't care. Who cares who killed JFK, right? Today. What young person would care at all? Hardly anybody. And the other thing is that people who were involved would probably be in their 30s, at least, the perpetrators of the assassination, and they'll be dead 75 years later. Okay? So you can't do anything about it. Those are the reasons for the 75 years, in my opinion. That's absolutely true, what I said about the news, saying that the records will be sealed for 75 years. I was there. I was there when I heard it. Now, another thing that you mentioned, Kyle, quite fascinating. I said early in the broadcast that you need about 4 acres per cow to raise a cow. And 4 acres, and let's say the cow is 800 pounds. Let's equate that to a person. You know, a person eats. So if you're going to grow, instead of growing grass in a pasture or a hayfield, you've got soil and you convert that to a garden. A person weighs, let's say on the average, 200 pounds. On average, maybe. I don't. I weigh less than that. But some people weigh way more than I do. So let's say 200 pounds per person. So if a person, and I believe you mentioned 1 acre, just to feed one person. And that's not completely feed them. That's just part of the year, you know, vegetables and things like that. Right. So just like the cow, you know, the cow eats fresh grass, you know, 5 or 6 months of the year. So 4 acres per cow, cow weighs 800 pounds. That's 1 acre for 200 pounds a cow. And if you equate that to a person, I believe you said 1 acre for a roughly 200 pound person. That's the same number. It works. Les, that's correct. Kyle's right on the money. It takes an acre, 200 by 200 feet, to feed one person.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Beth Kyle's with us, and, sometimes in radio, to make it easy to see in your mind's eye, I will use rounding. So an acre of ground is roughly 200 feet by 200 feet. Actually, it's 209, approximately 209 feet by 209 feet if it's a square. And it's 43,560 square feet, 43,560 square feet. That's 1 acre. And it's fascinating that it takes an acre of ground to feed a quarter of a cow, or an acre of ground to feed one person. I think those numbers are absolutely right. So when you think that you've got a really big garden in your backyard and it's like 10 feet by 10 feet, that's a nice supplement. That's a good start, but it's not going to feed you. And so when people think that they've got, buckets of food, that's a start. And think about that. Think about how big an acre is, 209 by 209 feet. And that's more land than most people in suburbia have. I'm not talking about Hollywood. I'm talking about suburbia. If someone has an acre, that's considered a real big lot. But you have to take the house off that to have enough land to grow food for one person. And typically, there's more than one person in a house.
Yep.
Maybe three.
People don't understand. Vince, I'll tell you a funny story. One time my wife, because she hunts the sales, she shops sales constantly, and that's the only way we can make it financially with food. And so she come across a really good buy of green beans. And so she called one of her friends. We bought a case of them, of 24 cans Back then, it used to be a case was 24 instead of 12, what they have now. But anyway, a case was 24, and we bought 24 cans of these green beans at the time. And so she called up a friend of ours who has five kids and said, you know, how many would you like or do you want me to get them? Because it was a really good buy. And she said, oh, yeah, get me some. And so she has five kids, Vince. And my wife asked her, said, well, how many you want her to get? How many you want me to get? Oh, go ahead and get me two or three cans. And it's like I like to fell over. It's like people are the old adage that my dad used to say, another one of his adages that I've just thought about, is he said, you know, most people, how far their thought process goes is about to the end of their nose. And it seems to be because our attention span has been so diminished and destroyed, actually, in this country. When you have a destroyed attention span, you can't use forethought very well because you have to project in your mind where you're going to be, and you have to be able to have lived some life to be able to know what that's supposed to look like. And our attention span has been so destroyed that the ability for forethought has been destroyed as well. The ability for consideration and critical thinking is gone. And that's going to be one of the things that's going to cause most of the people in this country, I believe, to die when this thing happens, because we don't have the ability to portray very far ahead of what we're going to need or how things are going to play out. And if you do that anymore, you're seen as odd because you're a prepper or a however you want to call it, somebody that doesn't think like the norm. And I told my wife a long time ago, I said, you know, I give up on normal a long time ago because normal is just too far behind the eight ball to survive. Your thoughts, Vince?
I just want to make sure I got this right. Was that four children in this family?
She had five children, plus her and her husband. Yeah,
okay.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, wait, all right, Glass. We're taking a slight detour. I'm going to share some numbers with you. Simple arithmetic when we come back. I can't do it in the few seconds that we have remaining. But we'll extrapolate this out. Five children plus mom and dad. What does that mean in terms of cans of food? We'll tell you. You won't believe it. You might want to write this down. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. It's going to be a mess at the U.S.-Mexico border beginning today when Title 42 expires. At least that's the prediction of a top Biden administration official.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is warning that the next few days and weeks will be difficult.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Already, migrants migrants are crossing the border. But this man said it's no picnic.
This is not humane. They failed to provide basic welcome and infrastructure.
Mayorkas warning immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
As the national debt exceeds our GDP and the budget looms, President Biden went on the offensive yesterday, claiming Republican spending cuts as devastating and would hurt the American people. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Bugs. Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
But I know what are today's hot.
Why should
I
have got your...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Kyle brought up a really interesting point, and it's about these cans of green beans. So let's make this one assumption. Let's make the assumption that things are really, really hard times, and long hard times are right around the corner. They've already begun. But let's just assume that for one person, that person has one can per meal. Okay? And I've done that. I've eaten a can of corn or a can of baked beans or a can of green beans for a meal. That's it. Okay? I've tried this. And so a can of green beans is really not going to fill you up. But if you have them and you have, let's say, a can of green beans or cans of green beans, cases of them, and cases of canned corn, whether it be cream style or just whole kernel, and cans of baked beans, the 15-ounce size, maybe 14 and a half, the new improved fund sizes, because the cans are getting smaller. Five children, two adults, that's seven people in the house, three meals a day, that's, well, this is for effect, it's 21 cans a day. Yeah? Seven people times three meals a day is, and if you have a can, whether it be canned corn, canned green beans, or baked beans, that's 21 cans a day. There's 7 days in a week, that's 147 cans in a week. Now, when I went to, I had a job in a Fortune 100 company, and I was a financial analyst. We used the term 4.3 weeks or in a month, 4.3, because some, most months have more than, a little more than 30 days. So 4.3, I'm sorry, more than 28 days. So 4.3 weeks in a month, that's 632 cans a month, 632 cans a month. 12 months, that's 7,585 cans. The kind of thinking that we're talking about, I go for a couple cans. That kind of thinking is not going to work. I'm trying to be polite. That is not going to work. We're talking starvation with that kind of thinking. So that's a lesson in 5-Minute University. It's in the book. Numbers like that.
Yeah.
And those are real. And when I teach in person, I share that, and people are stunned. They're absolutely stunned. They think they've got years worth of food in their pantry. They don't. They don't have a week's worth. And the proof is
imagine what your best friend is going to do when him and his wife and their two kids don't have anything after that week. Just imagine that. The other day I was talking to a guy, Vince, because he is awake in the sense that most Americans are awake in the fact that they quote-unquote listen to Fox News, and I spell Fox, F-A-U-X, News. So, and he thinks that he's going to be able to go up to this place where he's got a little bit of food stashed, but it's 60 miles from where he lives in case there's a collapse. And he said, well, I've got a shotgun and a pistol, he said, and a wife and two kids at home, right? A shotgun and a pistol, that's what he's got, and he's going to be able to escape up there where there it is a known area for people that are, let's just say, would they want to avoid the law. He wants to escape to that. And I told him, I said, you don't understand. You need to prepare like you're going to have to feed your family and seven other people that are going to end up on your doorstep if you care about them or be able to defend yourself against them. You've got a choice. And in my opinion, that's what it's going to look like. You're going to have at least seven other people that are going to be coming to you for help for you. And you are either going to have to, if you care about them, you're going to have to help them, or you're going to have to defend yourself against them. So you're going to have a choice. But that's what it's coming to, folks. That's what reality is going to look like shortly. If this continues on the path that it is right now, with the amount of share that the petrodollar is losing in the world market daily, all of those trillions of dollars are going to come flooding back to the United States, diluting what Biden is already spending us into oblivion with. Your dollars are not going to be worth nothing. Really, it's practically worth nothing now, but you're starting to see it. But it's going to become much, much, much worse. So while you have some value, use what you've got for things that are going to be relevant to keep you alive. Get yourself an older vehicle, learn, and get the repair manuals to work on it. Get yourself gasoline. Energy is going to become stored energy. Better way to put that is stored energy that you can have under your control is going to become so incredibly valuable. Can you imagine trying to till up or dig up by hand an acre of ground with a shovel to till it up? Or because you're not going to have a horse, you're not going to have any other way to till it without a tiller. Well, a tiller is going to run on gas. And if you have ethanol gasoline, it's going to eat the carburetor up in that thing. So you need non-ethanol premium and some way to preserve that, because even that gas is garbage. And I've shared about seafoam before, but 1 ounce per gallon will preserve that gasoline for a couple of years. I know that for a fact because I've done it. But you can't imagine trying to harvest grass, get it off of there, get the ground tilled up so you can plant. Imagine that without energy, without some kind of stored energy that you're in control of. Imagine that. Please try to imagine that. Put your mind at having to grow what you've got after what you've stored already for food is gone. Because you're going to have a learning curve. Vince and I are talking about an acre to be able to grow a garden per person. But let's just say you could intensively plant it and you read enough about it and you could make half an acre work per person. You still got to till it. You still got to harvest it. You still got to weed it. You still got to water it. They don't grow without water. All of these things have got to be taken into account now while you've got some value to your money. It's like I'm trying to point out this is going to, when it happens, folks, it's going to be another 9/11 event. You wait and see what I tell you. This is, and I think we might have a year, depending on if we get into a war with China or Russia. If we get into a war with China and they shut off the supply chain of all of the electronic and every other kind of gadget and tool that we shipped over there for them to manufacture for us, and then you're left with what you've got. Well, then think about this. What do you have? If all you've got is what you've got, and all you're going to get is what you got, then what does that look like for you? Your comments, Vince?
Well, sure. Class I assigned Survivors yesterday as a video series, BBC, 1970s. I suggest you watch it right now. Survivors. There's a newer version. You might want to watch that. It's updated. The first version is the best. It's by BBC, British Broadcasting Company. Kyle, you talked about adding 7 more people to the equation. So, you know, feed your family plus 7 more. Years ago, I said to Mrs. Finelli, so family, my extended family said, look, you know, if it gets really bad, we're not going to prepare the way y'all do, but we, you know, if it gets really bad, we'll just come to your place. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. Just bring everything you need. So I ended up with Mrs. Finelli, how many of them there are. So that would be like her brothers and sisters, their children, parents, if they're still alive. And there's 40 of them. You know, if we used tubes of toothpaste, we'd be out of toothpaste by this afternoon. Okay? We don't have 40 pillows. We don't have 40 blankets. We don't have 40 toothbrushes. we don't have 40 pairs of socks that they can wash every day for everybody. Okay? If they come with the clothes on their backs, it'd be terrible. It won't work. I mean, it'd be nice to see them, but it'd be just terrible in terms of trying to make it work. And we'd have to show them how to garden, how to do all these things. It would be uphill, and we wouldn't be able to medically treat everybody. We don't have enough vitamins, minerals, and supplements for 40 more people. So I was talking with Dr. Sergei Shuly-Sorin, and we were talking about vehicles. And I said, Sergei, a new vehicle is a sign of ignorance in many respects. Someone who buys a new vehicle is going to have to bring it to the dealer. They are not going to be able to have the local backyard mechanic, the shade tree mechanic, work on it. It's going to need the dealer's computer in order to diagnose what's going on with it. So in my world, and this is what I said to him, and he talks about these kind of lessons. So when he comes here and he spends a half a day or a day with us, it's nonstop one-on-one training. And I said to him, so a new vehicle is a sign of ignorance. It's not a status symbol. When I look at someone who has a new vehicle, I think they're not paying attention. I said to him, owning a 20-year-old Mercedes that is reliable, that is durable, that is robust, that doesn't need the latest computer, that is a sign of understanding and a sign of status. Now, I'm talking about, $5,000-$6,000 used Mercedes. Now, I'm not saying buy the Mercedes because it's a status symbol, it has a chicken foot as a logo. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that a 20-year-old one is darn good, inexpensive to maintain. There aren't a lot of problems that happen with them. And most people, if they wanted to, could maintain them themselves if they want to learn how to do it. So a used vehicle, my truck is a 2004 Rust Bucket. To me, that's a status symbol. I don't mind. I might even show up at this convention where I might speak.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle used to be an assistant service manager at several dealerships, and I wanted to bring up something. And these are the lies, the misrepresentations, the things that are going on that actually cheat customers. And so, what happened? A vehicle came in, and a guy said, "Can you check out my truck?" And it was diagnosed. He went to a tire shop, and that does repairs, a national chain. And they said that, yeah, we'll sell you the tires, but you need a steering rack because it's leaking. And about $1,000 repair. So he wanted a second opinion. So he brought it over here, and we looked at it. And the steering rack was not leaking. There's nothing wrong with the steering rack. And they said he needed other front steering components, like, you know, tie rod ends, things like that. And we put it up on the lift, and we looked at it, and we saw that there was oil leaking from the valve cover gaskets. And so we tightened four nuts or four bolts on one valve cover and five on the other, and full turn, and it stopped leaking, and the steering rack was fine. Now this is a national chain, and they were going to soak this guy for $1,000 plus all the other repairs they wanted to do. Kyle, that's one story. Next story is one of our customers brought in a vehicle for service, and we serviced it, and it needed a front end alignment. So we brought it to a shop that we've used in the past, because we don't have a front end alignment machine, but we did everything else. And they were working on the front end alignment, and they used the torch to loosen a adjusting sleeve on the steering. And the flame was so hot and so big that it set the constant velocity joint boots of the front axle on fire and ruined it. But the mechanic didn't tell anybody. And so when our son went to pick it up, he looked underneath and he said, y'all set the axle on fire. Oh. So they decided they were going to replace it. When they replaced it, they stripped one of the lug nuts on one of the wheels. And so there's this odd-looking trailer-type lug nut on the wheel. And so I went to pick it up with our son, and we see this, and so I'm asking some questions. So can you tell me about this? The guy becomes livid with me, jumps me, starts yelling at me, and I'm just asking some questions. I was the guy who should have been livid and yelling and screaming, but I wasn't. What I'm saying is that the people who now work behind the counter in your former position are now know-nothings. They don't know anything. They can't explain. They can't communicate. The mechanics don't communicate. And they're perpetrating misdiagnoses and fraud.
Yeah.
Are you seeing it?
I just heard about one, Vince, and this actually happened to me. I wasn't involved in the total of the deal. So this guy has a Buick LeSabre and had a coolant leak. And so he took it to one of the shops around here, and the guy comes back to him and says, well, you need the intake manifold replaced and water pump, and $2,150 quote that he had. So he came to me and said, what do you think? And I said, well, I don't see any leaking around the intake manifold gasket or the water pump, but I do see a little bit of a right up here by the radiator. And I said, I don't have, and I didn't at the time, I don't have a pressure tester for your radiator cap, but take it to this place, because I give him another guy's name that I went to school with, and I knew he was honest as he could be. And anyway, so he took it over there to this guy, and for $60, he replaced the filler neck on the radiator. Wasn't even nothing more than a cracked filler neck. And anyway, he replaced that for $60. And so he took it back. This the guy that paid for the bill took it back to the first place and said, you're trying to rip me off. And he said, oh, we just trust what the mechanic says as far as scheduled maintenance that we felt like your engine needed. And I thought, you know, that's the kind of dishonesty and lies that will happen if people are not paying attention. And I think that your friend that brought it to you that had got a second opinion anymore, that's as critical as a diagnosis for terminal cancer, in my opinion.
Okay. And so, class, you can diagnose this yourself. You can go to AutoZone, and you can say, I'd like to lease, rent, borrow your coolant pressure testing kit. And they'll ask you to put a deposit on it. It might be $150. And they'll give you this whole kit, and you will be able to pressure test exactly what Kyle was talking about, your cooling system. That is the hoses, that's the water pump, that's the radiator, it's the whole system. And you can borrow it by putting a deposit on it and returning it complete, and you get your deposit back. You can do that. And if you want, you can even get coolant dye, ultraviolet dye, and put that in the radiator and run the system, and then look with an ultraviolet light that's often included with these kits to find out where the leak is. You can do it yourself. I'm saying don't trust big box stores, get second opinions. Learn how to do it yourself. Kyle, thank you.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.